Good morning. It's April 9th, and this is your daily brief in tech. Here's everything you need to know. In a move that has electrified the market, Tesla's announcement of diving into the robotaxi arena has sent its stock soaring. This strategic pivot not only captivates investors, but also heralds a significant shift in the company's direction. At the heart of this development is Tesla's CEO, Elon Musk, who recently unveiled plans for the company to focus on developing a robotaxi. This announcement has sparked a flurry of excitement, signaling Tesla's entry into the competitive robotaxi market. The company is now on a hiring spree, seeking full-time prototype vehicle operators across 15 U.S. cities, aiming to bolster its self-driving technology. These future robotaxis are envisioned to operate without traditional controls, such as steering wheels and pedals, relying solely on Tesla's advanced full self-driving, FSD, software. However, this ambitious move has raised eyebrows among analysts, who express concerns over a potential shift away from Tesla's plans to produce a more affordable $25,000 consumer electric vehicle. Musk's recent remarks hint at a possible delay in the launch of the much-anticipated Model 2, with the upcoming first-quarter financial results on April 23rd poised to offer further insights into Tesla's strategic priorities. Meanwhile, the ripple effects of Tesla's robo-taxi plans have been felt across the electric vehicle, EV, sector, with companies like Freyr Battery, MP Materials, and Li Auto experiencing uplifts in their stock prices, driven by the excitement surrounding Tesla's bold new direction. In a bold move to reclaim its position in the global semiconductor arena, the Biden administration has earmarked a staggering $39 billion to fuel semiconductor manufacturing within the United States. This initiative, part of the CHIPS and Science Act, aims to reverse the dwindling U.S. share of world chip manufacturing, which has alarmingly fallen to 12%. The pressing need to bolster domestic production comes at a time when the intricate dance of global supply chains has never been more evident, nor more challenging to navigate. The journey of semiconductor manufacturing is fraught with high costs and formidable competitive pressures, a reality that American chipmaker onsemi faces as it weighs expansion options across the United States, the Czech Republic, and South Korea. The global trek of onsemi's silicon carbide chip lays bare the complex, intertwined nature of chip supply chains, highlighting the impracticality of achieving complete U.S. self-sufficiency in chip production. With an estimated $1 trillion needed to create a self-reliant chip supply chain, the pursuit of self-sufficiency would not only be unrealistic but would also lead to a sharp increase in chip prices. In response to these challenges, significant investments are being funneled into semiconductor facilities in Phoenix, catapulting it into the spotlight as the second largest funding project to date. The ambitious goal? To elevate U.S. production to 20% of the world's leading-edge semiconductor chips by 2030. Leading the charge, Intel has secured the largest grant so far, up to $8.5 billion, committing to a monumental $100 billion investment in chip facilities over the next 5 years. The Department of Commerce stands ready to unveil additional funding for key players like Samsung and Micron Technology, underscoring a comprehensive strategy to revitalize U.S. manufacturing and enhance its share in the global semiconductor landscape. In the ever-evolving landscape of the tech industry, wealth management firms are making notable adjustments to their investment portfolios, especially in powerhouse companies like NVIDIA Company, NASDA, QNVDA. Let's delve into the changes these firms have made in their NVIDIA holdings during the fourth quarter, and what it signifies for the company known for its dominance in the AI chip market. TIAA Trust National Association has upped its game, increasing its NVIDIA holdings by a significant 16.9%, now valued at a hefty $58.24 million. On the flip side, Highmark Wealth Management, LLC, took a slight step back, reducing its NVIDIA stake by 2.5%, with its holdings now worth $475,000. Meanwhile, Private Ocean, LLC, and My Personal CFO, LLC, are betting big on NVIDIA, boosting their stakes by 33.0% and 52.8% respectively, showcasing a strong vote of confidence in the company's future. Not all moves were towards growth, as the state of Michigan retirement system marginally decreased its NVIDIA position by 0.4%. However, Trust Company of Oklahoma saw an opportunity, purchasing 1,076 shares of NVIDIA valued at approximately $533,000. Lake Hills Wealth Management, LLC, also increased its stake by 4.7% during the fourth quarter, signaling a continuing interest in NVIDIA among wealth management firms. Despite these strategic investments, NVIDIA's stock experienced a minor dip of 0.2% in midday trading on Monday, a reminder of the market's unpredictable nature. Insider activity also saw share sales by executives Donald F. Robertson, Jr. and Mark A. Stevens, adding another layer to NVIDIA's stock story. Institutional investors currently own a significant 65.27% of NVIDIA stock, underlining the company's appeal to major financial players. Analysts have given NVIDIA a moderate buy rating, with an average price target of $911.18, amidst a backdrop of potential market challenges and rising competition. This mix of investment adjustments, insider transactions, and analyst ratings paints a complex picture of NVIDIA's current standing and future prospects in the tech industry. In a significant leap for Apple's tablet lineup, the tech giant is poised to unveil new iPad Pro and iPad Air models, featuring OLED displays for the first time. This move aims to rejuvenate tablet sales with cutting-edge display technology and powerful internal upgrades. The forthcoming iPad Pro models are set to incorporate the M3 chip, boasting a slimmer design, smaller bezels, and a host of other design enhancements. Meanwhile, the iPad Air will see an upgrade to the M2 chip and introduce a larger 12.9-inch screen option, broadening its appeal. Despite the groundbreaking addition of OLED technology, the anticipated price hike for the new iPad Pro models might be more moderate than expected, with a potential increase of approximately $160. This adjustment reflects Apple's strategic pricing amidst the introduction of premium display technology. Slated for release in the week of May 6th, these updates will be accompanied by new versions of Apple's Magic Keyboard and Apple Pencil, further enriching the iPad ecosystem. These product launches come at a critical time for Apple, as the company grapples with declining iPhone sales in China and navigates through various legal and regulatory challenges. Nevertheless, Apple is not slowing down on innovation. With a focus on AI technology enhancements and the imminent unveiling of iOS 18, promising new features and improvements for iPhone users. This balanced approach of addressing current challenges while pushing forward with new technology showcases Apple's resilience and commitment to innovation. In a move that underscores the growing importance of artificial intelligence in the global tech landscape, Microsoft is setting up a new AI hub right in the heart of London. This initiative not only highlights the company's commitment to innovation, but also positions the UK as a key player in the responsible advancement of AI technologies. The London AI hub will be led by Mustafa Suleiman, with a team that includes noted AI scientist Jordan Hoffman. Together, they will focus on the development of cutting-edge language models and infrastructure, signaling a significant step forward in AI research and application. Microsoft has announced plans to open job positions for this hub in the near future, offering a unique opportunity for professionals in the field to contribute to this pioneering project. This new hub forms a part of Microsoft's substantial £2.5 billion investment in the UK's technology sector. It reflects a broader strategy to foster innovation while ensuring the ethical progression of artificial intelligence. The UK's commitment to this cause is further demonstrated through its collaboration with the US on AI safety and research, highlighting an international effort to navigate the complexities of AI development responsibly. Moreover, a consortium of technology companies is taking proactive steps to understand and mitigate AI's impact on the workforce. By assessing how AI advancements could transform technology jobs, these companies aim to create pathways for skill development and adaptation, ensuring that workers are not left behind in the rapidly evolving tech landscape. This multifaceted approach to AI development and its societal implications showcases a collective commitment to responsible innovation and the future of work in the technology sector. This has been your daily brief in tech. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.